Park City High School student Will Griffiths approached the lectern at this week's Park City School Board meeting wearing a suit. His long hair was drawn back into a tidy ponytail, and he was well prepared. He said he was infuriated and wanted action to be taken against Park City Police Department Officer Corey Allenson, who is the relatively new school safety liaison. Griffiths claimed Allenson has admitted to profiling students who may dress like they belong to a drug culture.
He talks of how clothing can indicate whether or not teens may be using drugs. He mentions hats with secret pockets, shoes with bottles he calls flasks, and hats with bloodshot eyes that say feeling spacey. So I move to take disciplinary action against Officer Corey Allenson. Profiling is a serious problem in our police departments, something we shouldn't have to deal with in our schools. I was recently followed by a Summit County Sheriff's Officer with no apparent reason other than I was in a group of three teenagers.
Any type of profiling or discrimination, Griffiths says, is against policy.
It shouldn't matter that he's profiling because of what students wear versus race, religion, ethnicity, nationality, etc. He's still profiling. This means he's violating police policy and school policy. Specifically, according to Policy 1000, Section 2, discrimination is clearly prohibited. So it is not a matter of whether you think drugs or even the culture around drugs is right or wrong, but whether school police officers should have the right to look at a student and make, as well as act on, judgments about that student.
Griffiths says one of the mistakes made with profiling is that what appears as, quote, stoner culture doesn't necessarily mean those associated with it are breaking the law.
The subculture he has mentioned, known on the street as stoner culture, is one that stems from drug use. I say that it stems from drug use because it is not synonymous with drug use. Plenty of people who participate in the stoner culture do not participate in the actual use of marijuana or any other drug for that matter. Furthermore, many people who participate in the recreational use of drugs are not a part of this subculture, especially the aesthetics of it.
Park City School Board member Nancy Garrison says Griffith's concerns were heard by the school board.
Will's comment was very compelling. He was super well prepared, had great research, and had a personal story. You know, said that, hey, I'm the kind of kid that looks like whom the officer would regard as an at-risk student behavior problem, and that's not me. And so he took offense.
She says everyone, including Allenson, understands that profiling or discrimination is decidedly against school policy. She says she understands the role of a police officer in the schools won't necessarily be a popular one.
I've met Corey, who is our safety officer assigned, and he is a remarkably passionate police officer. He's building good but firm relationships in the high school, and he has a tough job. So while I'm unclear about the allegations about profiling, I'm hoping that this student and the police officer will have a conversation.
Garrison felt that Allenson was simply making teachers and students aware of certain types of clothing or even brand names of clothing that are designed specifically with hidden pockets and areas to stash things.
I think his job, particularly being in the education setting, is just that, to try to inform not just the teachers, but also our students who may or may not realize that their messaging, possibly through fashion selection, seems a bit random. But he has some pretty sound research from the law enforcement community that supports that youth do message through their fashion choices.
That's Park City School Board member Nancy Garrison. While Allenson wasn't available for comment, he has publicly said he just aims to educate students and parents about the possible compromises if you outwardly identify with the drug culture. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.